Tavayin Beis. Sif Beis, Mishabur Sukkot and Zayin. Sheyeshe Bahasevo, so we have to set the person, has to set himself up in such a way he'll be able to sit Bahasevo. What's the Lomer? What does that mean? Rosh Muta the Tzatzma, he'll be leaning inclined to the left side. Alamito ala sapsul, on a couch or on a bench. Karam tachas roshoy, you'll have pillows under his head. Etzel shulchan, and this is done while he's next to by the table. This is done while you're there for achila. It's not, you know, you're not going to bed. Okay, even a person who's an ani who doesn't have the ability to have anything fancy, he should be yeshiv ala sapsul. Ches. Kain Sarah Lerma, that's the correct version of the language over here.
Do you know why it's the required square?
Okay. Besides Samarloy, a person has to be able to incline on the bench to the left side. Bainloy Safsal, Vehu Yeshiva La Karka. If he doesn't have even a bench and he's sitting on the ground, come up by Arthur Samisrach, like they do in the Oriental countries. You still have to incline to the left. If you'll be leaning on the person next to you, so you'll lean on his, basically end up leaning on his lap, and he'll lean to the next person. A person can't lean forward onto his own leg. Domestic, that looks more just like that your person's in this bent over forward position of being in pain and fear. Okay. Gimel. Kishumesiv, when a person is inclined, loyata al gaboy, the person doesn't lean backwards. Well, upon him, he doesn't lean forwards. Well, you mean that doesn't lean to the right? El al someone leans to the left. And the Rabbi adds, "Vein chiluk vein iter la'acher." This halacha, when you lean to the left, is true even by a person who is an iter yad, which means a person who's a lefty. We call him a lefty. Okay. Tes loyata. Does el lo mikri derecheres? Leaning backwards is not derecheres. What's going on? Yeah, backwards or forwards? Lo yamino. Now, why not? You mean the Lord Shmuel said it's not the same because that we're talking about the kibbutz tzarich lechol b'yamino because he has to eat, and number one he has to eat with his right hand, so it's a couple to lean on your right side. So based on that reason, the person who's a lefty should incline to the right because he eats with his left hand. So for him, it's uncomfortable to lean on his left side because that's going to make his hand, which he eats with, not so accessible. So that's the first reason. The second reason, Shema Yatim Kon Leveshet, leaning to the right will potentially make that the food will go into the trachea as opposed to going to the esophagus. The veshet will be tzadmin. Exactly the anatomy I don't get. Exactly what they're picturing. It says the veshet is to the right. Normally, when the person swallows food, there's something which is epiglottis, which covers the trachea, prevents food from going into the trachea. And when he's going inclined to the right, that's afraid that's going to be compromised. Exactly the mitzvahs of the what they're picturing, I never understood. And therefore, the Ramah says, based on that concern, therefore, even a person who's a lefty has to be inclined to the left side. Vein chiluk yudalev. But Salerma, the gam iter tzarich lahosav al smoke der kolodim, and iter has to lean on the what's called the left side of most people. That's lashon Rashi writes it because in Chazal they refer to an iter yad that his left hand is his yamin hand, so his right hand is his small hand. So saying leaning to the small will not be very clear. He says the small kolot, and what people refer to as small. Baba Gav, the oichel tamei b'small, he eats with that left hand. So based on the first reason why we incline to the left, because to leave the eating hand free, well, over here he should incline to the right to leave the eating hand, which is left hand, free. So what can we don't do that? The second concern is a concern. By time of default, long, that's more significant to us. So that will override the danger element will override. So what will he do? He'll use his right hand to eat. Okay. Which means that we would prefer him to try and not use his left hand, because that is really uncomfortable. That really takes away from the element of royalty. He should use his right hand instead. Okay. Now, but he have any hasiv outside the min is yotzer the min shaloi hurel kismokolodim. In a b'nei situation, he would fulfill the act of inclining to the right, which is for this purpose is his left. So he would be yotzer the din of a saver that way. I saw an interesting shaga once. It's not very common. There are people who are medical anomaly, and their kona and veshet are turned around. So which way are they supposed to leave? So according to this argument, they should really, even though the person's a righty, but he needs to incline to the right because of the kona veshet issue. And he'll end up with the same situation. His eating hand, which is his right hand, will be underneath him and not so accessible. But that, you know, or do we say the chashash was not, you know, since he's a righty, where Mekabe goes to the left, and we Shem sorry Hashem, and you know, listen, he's an exception, he's an anomaly, but we don't change him enough. It's not very common, but. I know one situation, a person like that. A person that is, he's a fakir de mensch. It wasn't just that; it was a few things in the button. Some of the veins from the heart went like the wrong. It was
wow.
Right, the parents weren't so excited.
I would imagine that.
Okay. Dalit. Famous issue over here. Ishein etzricha haseva elam ken hi chashuva. A woman does not require to have a haseva unless she's a chashuva woman. Zakter Ramo, b'chol noshim shalom u'mikri chashuva. So I don't know what's by the Sardin, by the Ashkenazim of the Ramo, all of our women are considered chashuva. Okay. Let's get that straight. Okay. Remember that. Your wife hasn't trained you that by now. It's probably too late.
I'm still working on being chashuv also.
Okay. Ach when logo lahosev ki samchu al divrei Rav Yoh the cost of the bismana ze ein sorach lahosev. The Dominicans women don't do a seva. So the Gemara brings in an interesting question. The Gemara said there's a requirement of a seva. The Gemara said if you don't do a seva, you're not yet to the mitzvah of dalakosis properly. You're not yet. It's not yet to dalakosis. You're not yet to matzah, etc. Comes along the Rav Yoh. That's the Ben Eliezer Ben Yael, one of the early Mishnah, Balitosis. And he says, the Bismana said, that was only Bismanom, that this was a normal way to eat. Royalty actually inclined. So, Chazal Makai was to do this, act like royalty and incline also. Bismana said, which royalty doesn't incline. And this for us doesn't invoke any conjure up any visions of royalty for us. Doesn't do anything for us. So there's no mitzvah saver. That's his chiddush. So the Rav Yoh will play a role in the bidyavitz.
So why doesn't that translate to men too?
So the reviewer will play a role in the bidyavitz. Or in certain scenarios where we say without a saver, you're not yotzei. Well, for the reviewer, you're yotzei. So we will use the reviewer in those scenarios. We'll see as we go along where we use the Rav Yoh and where we don't. But the Ramah adds that even though bats and women are chashubas and therefore they should do a seva, the minhag seems to be that they don't do a seva. And the logic behind why they don't do a seva is that they've undertaken, for whatever reason, to accept the Rav Yoh as definitive. So it comes out. So by Sephardim, the women don't do a seva, period. By Ashkenazim, theoretically, women should do a seva, but they don't, because they rely on the Rav Yoh. Mr. Mercer, cut your bait. They didn't do it. They do need to be seated. Shamazan was asking a woman would eat it while she was standing. So that's definitely not their case. The woman's like running into the kitchen to take care of them while she's take care of the food. She's busy chopping her matzah. So that's not acceptable. You know, you have to be seated by the table, relax at least for that moment. The Ramah says that nowadays they don't. As well as the encircle hosted now. The there's a question over here in regards to the is the correct version because the ain lahose you shouldn't do it. Right, tzarich lahose means you're not required to do it. So the Mishnah Berurah has the gears of if it's not ain tzarich lahose. His argument is Kim and Derek Gillis Barcelona Bashar Musa Shun and Lahose Valyoshim Kadarka. We don't normally do a save, we normally just sit. So therefore, there's no compelling reason why we need to do that the night of the Seder. Fine. Nudin. Ovil Turkey based Kurdish, I love the Imoy. I took Shloshim, I'll share Kurdish. First is in the veilus. So that means that'll apply in two scenarios. Number one, a person's an oval and a father or a mother, which extends for 12 months. And that yontif does not interrupt. Otok shloshim, al shur krevim. Or he's in shloshim for other krevim. Now, how is that possible? The yontif interrupts. No. Yontif lenot, shiva on the thing regel. So he hasn't completed the shiva before the yomtiv. So if he starts shiva before yomtiv, the yomtiv will interrupt the shiva, but he's still in shloshim. Or he hasn't started shiva at all. They just did the kfur. They didn't have time to sit at all. So he's not going. He doesn't. The yomtiv does not interrupt the status of being a novel. Af shukai af shukai baseva. He's chayv in a seva, but he's an oval. Because he can't sit in a very fancy bed. It's called hesed bed, right? Fancy hesed bed. Al Yaseh Bashir Xas. It's a little bit different than usual. Go ahead. Hano Amita Bakar Echatat of Nashir Sub. Al Bishna Chavegoi. It's a little different than usual. I'm not sure exactly what his picture of differently is. He's using Amita with one car. I'm not sure exactly. I don't picture the sea is. Or Al Bishna Chavegoi, definitely that's different. Bikittel. If a person was an oval, Novo Shalalubash, the minig was that the oval would not wear the kittel by the Seder during events. Kabakam Aloybish, Ain Bachamiyot, the person who does wear it, We can't protest against what he's doing.
The
question is, why is it the question of availance but for Hesed? We don't do availance but for Hesed, Shabbos or Yom Kippur. We don't publicize the fact that we're not with Shabbos or Yom Kippur. So why wouldn't that be relevant over here, that there should be a problem with Hesed? Which is fascinating, raw.
Quotes over here. Square is 2/3. This is 2/3 of the situation.
So these words here, MS of the that's a rewording of the first
line of the Shema. You see that Hashem was the
right. So the Gross says, like this, the Gross says, interesting, that anything which is a halacha of availus of Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no halacha of inavailus of prayer. There's availus has three stages. You have Shiva, Shloshim, and Yud Beis Chodesh. Any part of availus which is a Yud Beis Chodesh concept, there's no rule of inavailus of prayer. It only applies to things which are expression of Shiva or Shloshim. Someone's an expression of availus of Yud Beis Chodesh. There's no domain available for Hesed on that. One interesting Shirat Sin over here. I mean, it shouldn't be the gate. It was Shirat Sin in Yudala. He says, "So some kibun sheover shachas if they're regular." And Ovel does have the number Seva. He answers, Kima Shah Shah is their regular. So Shachan Rab says that means if a person does not have to do any Shiva at all. The Kurva was immediately before Yom Tov. They not sit Shiva at all. He does not do a Seva. That to me is in Tuk Shiva. He has the number to be Tuk Shiva. Because he hasn't started Shiva at all. The person started Shiva an hour before Shabbos, so Shiva is over, he's in Shlosh. He doesn't say. If he hasn't done Shiva at all yet, the Tir was right before Yom Tov, and they were able to be masked the Kippur right before Yom Tov, but they didn't have a chance to sit at all. But it was any Shkia, and that was it. Let's say a situation where that didn't happen. Let's say Yerushalayim, they bury it alive. So the Arshik is very reliable. They are even the first night. So the Torah was the poor was the first night of the Seder. And then they went home and sat down to the Seder. I remember I was in Muncie. Second night we do Yerushalayim. So I was in Muncie. The fascinating thing, old Mr. Feldheim, Philip Feldheim, was Nifter. First day Yom Tov. And the run over their Paschim, they did it for Ayinei Akum. That night, the night of the second Seder, they took him to the Beis Olam. The Beis Olam was right there in Muncie. So the people did Levaya by foot. They buried him. And then the family went back home and sat down for the second Seder. So there's no Haseva in that situation.
But after that,
how many years ago was that? I don't remember. It was a while ago. I was a Bocher still, so. Hey, Ben it's a little bit. I'm supposed to be holding my test tonight, so they're not going to get all of that. At least we can catch up a little bit. Ben it's a little bit. Sorry, Haseva. Father is moichel to the son, and for the son, and there is a din of a seva on the son, even though he's in the presence of his father. I feel who rabbi mother, even though the father is also his rebbe. But Tamil, if they rabbi ain't tzarich a seva, Filo Eno Rabba Movik. If a Talmud is sitting by the Seder with his Rebbe, there's no din of a Seva. Well, the Shabur will point that's not that there's not just ain't syrup, but he's not supposed to. It's not covered. He should be sitting there sprawled out, enjoying himself, but he's supposed to stand in the presence of his Rebbe with the proper derech eretz and the presence of mind. So it's not just ain't syrup, but you're not supposed to. Ellen, can you tell her about Rishus? Unless the Rebbe would give him Rishus, then he's, once he has Rishus, now he's Mechiben Aseim. Talmud Chochem Muflug B'Dor, I'll be Shaloi Lomay Mimino. Chashem Kirab Mimino Tzarech Aseim. So a person will be sitting down by the Seder by Moshe Feinstein. He never learned the word from Moshe Feinstein. But the person went to Rabbi Yashua for the Seder, so he's not, that's called Rabbi. Mm-hmm. Even though he never learned the word from him. If they'd be sitting on separate tables, you have a large gathering like you have in these hotels, they have different tables, so he's on a table, then he would do a seder. Okay. Good dollar. Tzarcha Seva. By the son to the father. The after Ben Chai Bichvoido Bemorol. There's a chiyuv kibud avayim. There's a chiyuv mor avayim. The kosh getting mor avay. Obviously, and that much more so if his father is also his teacher. Welcome, Sarah. I say we need to say, but the Mustafa Av Mochel of Nay. We assume that the father is Moichel. In Echonami, the father would say explicitly, I'm not Moichel. I don't want you to do a Seva. We know they're not Seva. In the Tzarcha Seva. So Shemura, that's okay. I mean, the Lashon is that it's wrong. By Rabbi, you're not allowed to do a save. So Shemura explains that the language was chosen the following way. In the first case, the child says he must. He says the reader doesn't need to. But the truth is, Isura Nami'ika lost in the phone. You can't do it. You're not allowed to. Tomorrow, Rabbi, tomorrow, Shemaya. You have to stand in the presence of your Rebbe, like you're spending in the presence of the Shechina, so you can't do a seva over there. You always wonder, like nowadays, the whole year, there's no Rabbi Mar Shemai, you know. Mar Rabbi, you know. That went out in the 60s. But it comes to night of the Seder, no, Chas Shalom, I should lean in your presence? Maybe, you know. I don't know, you have to wonder, like, does this halacha. At least once a year, do it right. You know, passion that the law will be that once a year, do it right, even though the rest of the year you haven't done it. Can Russell Rabbi Rishus Tezayin, but Oz Mechuyev as a husband in that situation. Not only are you allowed to, but you're Mechuyev to. It's not Rabbi Rishus. I know she Yerusha Beferish. He has to explicitly say it's not just enough that he didn't respond if the person. Started to be massive. He has to explicitly say, I'm Moichel you. Even if he figures that if he would ask the Rebbe, also not enough. The Rebbe has to say it explicitly. Well, I feel about Rabbi Movik, and that works even by Rabbi Movik. If he gave him a shoes, he gave him a shoes. Okay.
And that's the formula
originally
that was said.
Unless it's on his own table, I'll show him with the outside. Yes. Alva Bishu, who Bifnei Rabba, even though he's in front of his Rebbe, since he's in a separate spot, it's not so obvious that he's inclining in front of his Rebbe, and therefore that's Mutter, and therefore Yerkai. Kim and Shubashukha Bifnei Atzmai. And I say, Shaloi Zilzul Lechoyra. You're not really in his presence. Actually, in his presence, you're off to the side, different place. So it's not a Zilzul. Prichodesh Kol, because the truth, Prichodesh argues in Bezeh. But the day according to Prichodesh, Kol Shereyu Rabbi and Yochel Hotzer Mishumaro. Any place where he's the Rebbe, he'd be visible to the Rebbe. He cannot do a Seva. So therefore, because of this machloikis, according to the Rambam, you are allowed to, and therefore machloikis to do a seva. Because Pichadosh is also to do a seva, so you better go and get mishas from your rebbe, and this way you'll be yotze. Otherwise, you're in this dilemma. You can't do a seva because it's also according to Pichadosh. You cannot do a seva because you're not yotze according to the Rambam. So what do you do? So you better you ask your shoes, and therefore they'll get out of their problem. Vav Hashamish Tzarech HaSeiv. Hashamish needs a save, even though he's busy serving everybody, etc. He needs to, when he eats, to stop and do a save. So the Shemur Yates Tzarech HaSeiv. I feel if he's even though he's a servant and he has a master, he's mechuyim in the presence of his master to do a save. There's no din mara which would preclude him from doing a save. Okay. He's always busy. So, doing a seva will add more time to his achilas matzah, etc., and thereby limit his ability to fulfill his obligations to serve by the meal. And he's financially obligated to do so. But he's a Jew, and he has to fill these mitzvahs. So the financial obligation that he has doesn't override his chiyah mitzvah. He has an apprentice, which in those days, apprentice was really was basically a servitude. He was apprentice for X amount of years. His master took care of his food. He was basically a servant. Person was a bona fide Eben Ivri. Still chayv on a seva. Because I was Rishon Kesham, Shalisa Kesayis, the first Kesayis. You have a Kanani, I'm a credit. Have a Kanani already, he's old in the story because he's Mamash and he's Batsim and Eben. So it could be, he can't be Mechayim to show Derek Harris. He's chayv, it's like a woman. But you can't tell him he should be able to show Cheirus when he's a slave. He's intrinsically a slave. So, if it went, that's what the Gei Halacha L'Maisa. You take a look at the Chok Yaakov and the Yerabba and the Bircha Yosef. And Eben Kanani is theoretically Shaykh Bisman Azet. Eben Ivri is not relevant Bisman Azet until Mashiach comes. Because only Noeg Bisman the Yarmul is Noeg. There's no Yarmul, there's no Eben Ivri. So we don't have a bona fide Eben Ivri nowadays. Eben Kanani can be Shaykh nowadays. A person, a non Jew, would be taken by the Jew and converted for the purpose of being an Eben Kanani. He'd be an Eben Kanani. As the famous Maestro was in Russia. So the Gemara says in Kedusha in the third parak that the only way you could stop a mamzer status and a child is if a mamzer marries a shifcha kananis. Because the law is that the child is not meyuchas back to the father. So if you have a male mamzer has relations with the shifcha kananis, the child is an eved. When the child is free, the child is not a mamzer. So theoretically, in Eitzav, a person who's a mamzer, you can find a woman who's willing to undergo the Geirus process for the purpose of being a shifcha kananis. They can have children, in that state. Even though normally a person is an Isser Deraisa to marry a shifcha kananis. So as it says, it doesn't apply to a mamzer. Because the Isser is Kedosi Kadesh. Well, you call that, it's considered an act of snus. But Imam's whole state came about through a snus situation, so he's like a snus for Oime type of situation. There's no way of having beer with the Shekhinah. So they could, they have children. He's the other. The children belong to him. He frees them. And when she goes past her childbearing years, he frees her. Now she's a regular woman and can marry her. So, suppose there was a Maisa of Merchant, he actually did that. The Maisa, he was able to, it was the case of the Mamas, he was able to retire the Mamas through the process of a woman who was agreeable to go through the process of Geirus Hashem Shifkus and becoming his Shifkus.
I'm sorry, how can, after her childbearing years, how is he allowed to marry her if she converts at that point?
So at that point in time, she becomes a Giyuris, and a Mamzer can marry a Giyuris. Right. There's no problem of propagating Mamzerim, there's no more children, they're not having any more children. I mean, he just frees her. She doesn't have to do a Geirus process. Automatically, an Eved Kenani, which is freed by his master, automatically becomes a Jew.
There's a special Geirus process in the first place to become a Shifra Kenani.
Correct. So, it's Shaykh was one of them. I think they had 100 years ago, there were still cases in Mitzrayim that they had Eved Kenani, one of Kenani. It was a known fact that the rich Jews over there had a Banu Kenana working for them.
In Mitzrayim.
I think the Radbaz mentions it in the Shibas. They had a Banu Kenana. They probably charge the taxes for it.
It's not a question of taxes, it's a question of the Constitution says no more slavery.
Okay, but just call them servants.
It's voluntary.
Well, it depends. I mean, halachically, really.
When she is a Shif Kutnaz, it's no longer voluntary.
Right. Yeah. Well, the process of Mikra, then, you know, the more says, you know, you can buy an Evan on the market and be Megayer him to be an Evan Kanani of Balkarcha. So it's not totally voluntary. Actually, the law is that a Jew can't keep a Goyish slave more than 12 months without moving him up to the state of an Eved Kenani. We don't want to have Goyish slaves in the house. So, the rich people wanted to have slaves. It was common to have slaves. They wanted to have slaves. The only option was either after 12 months, they had to either, you know, give them an option of becoming an Eved Kenani or free them. What?
It's a painful option for the servant.
A lot of them chose to become a Banu Kenani. It's still better existence than going out to the streets, you know. Okay, so that's all of the interesting hechatims, who's chayv and not chayv, etc. So he went to a woman, went to a shaman, she went to a talmud, went to a child, etc. Okay, Zion, call me shetzarach haseba, whoever you are. If you require a seva, in ochel or shosav lo seva, if you ate the matzah without a seva, you ate to drink the olive press without a seva, lo yotze, you're not yotze. B'sarach lachzav alecho b'lishtes b'seva. If you have to go, if the person would have to repeat the mitzvah, he'd have to drink another cup of wine and have to eat another kazayis of matzah. Hagoa. So that's straight shulchan aruch. Comes the Rambam, the Rambam says, we have Sherman, but the Bismana said, Dain Derek Lahasim, we have the Rav Yom. That nowadays there's no requirement for a save. So therefore, some say, the Bismana said, where there's no, it's not there to do a save. Kadayu Rav Yom, Nisukhullah, Bidiyabid, Yotzablah a save. The Rav Yom will now kick in and be relevant. And we say, Bidiyabid, we're not going to repeat the mitzvah because according to the Rav Yom, you're Yotze, and the logic of the Rav Yom is compelling. Therefore, we say that you're Yotze. So that's what the some people say. Comes the Rambam, says, I'm going to make a compromise. We know that the halacha is there are certain cases after Afikamen you can't eat anymore. Between the third and fourth cup you can't drink it. So here I am, a person drank the third cup without a seva. So according to the Shita's Nalatu of Yor, he was not Yotze, and he's mechuyav to drink another cup. According to Rav Yoh, he was here. Tain, it's also the tradition to drink another cup. Person ate dafik hema without a seif. So according to the straight shot of Horeb, he was not Yotze, and he must eat another Kazai Samas. According to Rav Yoh, he was Yotze, and it's also to eat another Kazai Samas. On the other hand, the person ate the first kazayis of matzah without a seif. There's nothing prohibited from eating a second kazayis. So the Rambam is saying, in the case where there are halachic problems with being allowed to go further, we will apply the halacha of the Rav Yoh. We would say we do not repeat. In a case where there's nothing preventing him from repeating, then he should not rely on the Rav Yoh and he should repeat.
On the outside,
it was
pretty good.
And then Mishra will add that since the Maisa comes out, there's a situation which, according to the tradition, you were not Yotze. But we're not going to let you repeat it because maybe you were Yotze and it's also to eat more. So you better be very, very careful to make sure you eat about Seva because otherwise you're very possibly in a situation which is totally untenable that you were not Yotze and we will not let you eat again. So you better be very careful to make sure you eat it by saying, but not to get involved in this potential major problem. Nearly. Even though it shows a curse shlishi or a vii by saying, in laksa malishas by saying, we don't go back and drink by saying, the person forgot the third or fourth call, forgot to do a saying. It's just that, chashash and irk, and my soul, the curses, Lazal said you can't add another cup. That's what you're doing. I will say curses, Risharnas yachzer, meyishte belay abroch. But the first two cups, you will go back and will drink. And he says, believe below bracha without any bracha. The Mishnah Berurah is going to make a major issue out of this low bracha thing. What's low bracha? The Mikra then we'll see that around. The after the first cup, the person is allowed to drink. We'll see. The Shita holds that's only until you start the Haggadah. But during the Haggadah, you should not be drinking extra kaisis. And since nowadays the Derech Olam was not to drink another cup, so we say the person who celebrated the government, he did not have another cup in mind. Right? He wasn't planning to drink another cup until he gets to the second choice. So now, if he wants to drink another cup, he has to make a new Brei Gofen. Now already it looks like you're being most of all the kaisers. Because you're making another Brei Gofen. So it comes out the first kaiser, if you drink without a seva, you also have this problem. So Shmuel says, so the eighth is, well, the best eighth is to drink about seva. But case you're not drinking about seva, remember to have in mind, in case you don't drink about seva, have in mind, just in case you might want to drink another cup, and the Brei Gofen goes for that also. So I figure that you can remember that already, just to have seva. But as he says, you should have in mind, in case you don't drink about seva, that you will drink another cup, you won't need another bracha, you'll be able to drink another bracha kais with a seva without the bracha, which we want. Oh yeah.
You could have that in mind at the beginning of the seder because then it's still possible you might forget when you get to the kodesh.
Right, theoretically. So that's what he says. That's why the Ramah mentions the blood bracha because. If it's with a bracha, it's still going to look like you're being by some other kaisers, which is awesome. Again, Achilas Matzah, by Achilas Matzah, so by the, you go back and eat the Kazayas of Matzah by Seilas, by the Afikarmen, you don't. Achila Yesei, Kolasuda. This is actually from the Rambam says it would be the Achila. That a person would do haseva, not just during the achila. Rama's language is umishehesei v'shas achilas matzah yotz. And if you did haseva, why ate the matzah you yotz? Which it sounds like really you should do haseva more. If you did the minimum amount, is doing by the matzah. So that's where the language of the Rama indicates it really is be preferred to do to have haseva the whole sukkah for the soldiers here. So